Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and thank you for joining us at the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. Joining me today is my sister and co-host, image consultant, and spa owner, Debbie, and our local girlfriend's Bible teacher and sister in Christ, Tammy Salt. I'm Mrs. U.S. 2002 life coach and youth pastor, Tammy Cruzy. May you be inspired, uplifted, and reminded that you are worth more than diamonds. Now with some special music by our creative audio producer, Tammy Moe. Sandra Wilkinson, our floor director, will now connect you live to our studio audience just north of Seattle, Washington, at the group we call Girlfriends. Cell phone here on vibrate. If everybody do the same, that would be wonderful. So we just want to welcome you wherever you're at. We're going to open in prayer. We have a wonderful special guest with us tonight. Lord, we just pray that you would be with us tonight,
be with everything that is done or said on this program tonight. Be able to bless us tonight in the studio audience and everywhere else that's listening, wherever time change they are. I just pray that you would bless them. Help us to uplift each other tonight and remind each other that we are worth more than diamonds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
A special hello to our new Sunday morning audience, since we're going to be played twice a week now, Sunday morning, thanks to Maria in California and Soul Sister Sunday Radio and Church Reboot. We want to say thank you for playing us. We want to say hello to our Filipino group of Bible study women who follow us also. We want to say thank you to the other 39,000 people that have been tuning in wherever you're at tonight. God bless you. We're excited that you are part of our program working on 40,000 listeners. So we are so happy to have a good friend of ours, a pastor's wife, probably one of the most gentlest, kindest, servanthood heart of a lady I've ever met, next to Mother Teresa. I said next to Mother Teresa. No, I said next to Mother Teresa. Hopefully she'll meet her in heaven, I'm saying. But no, and so I'm very excited to have her. Now, how do I know she's one of the most meek, mild, wonderful servanthood people? Because I know her daughter is listening, and her daughter says that about her. And if her daughter says it, it just has to be true, because I have caught her beautiful nurse daughter saying that many times, that her mother is one of the most gentle, kindest, meekest servanthood people she's ever met. And I would love if my kids would say that about me someday.
All right.
So I would like to welcome child play therapist, counselor, life coach, and the wife to Reverend Roger Dolman, Kathy Dolman, with us tonight.
All right, thank you. I wanted to discuss something with all of you and get some ideas, because I know most of you, and I really appreciate all of you, because all of you have a real heart for ministry. And whenever I call and say, hey, this person needs something, or hey, can you do this? You know, a group of you come and do it, and it's fabulous, and it's really wonderful. I have a person that I really love a lot. Tammy already said her name, Mother Teresa, and she's one of my lionesses, or she's one of my women of faith that I really admire, and so I read a lot about her. And I found this really interesting quote a couple months ago, and I've been really, like, delving into it and thinking about it and studying it, and I want to share it. Mother Teresa said, "To help us be worthy of heaven, Christ put us as a condition that at our hour of death, you and I, regardless of whom we are, Christian or non-Christian, will stand before God and be judged according to how we have acted toward the poor." Mm. And that really struck me, and I thought, you know, what does she mean by that? That's really an interesting thing. Of course, we all know about her work in Calcutta, India, and her Sisters of Charity, but I thought, gosh, is that scripturally sound? I struggled with it. I thought, what is this all about? So I went and read the scripture that she quotes, and it's the story of when Jesus was telling what's going to happen on the final days of all of us on earth, and the shepherd will sort out the sheep and the goats. Have you heard this before? And on Judgment Day, and putting the sheep to his right and the goats to his left. And he's going to be asking all of you, when I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was thirsty, did you give me a drink? When I was homeless, did you give me a room? When I was shivering, did you give me clothes? When I was sick, and you did you stop by to visit me? And when I was in prison, you came to me. And this is where Mother Teresa gets her thinking about, that after Jesus separates the sheep and the goats, you know, for the final judgment day of where we're going to go, if we're going to heaven with Jesus or if we're going to the other place with Satan, he's going to ask us, did we feed the hungry? Did we give them a cup of water? Did we go visit the sick? And Mother Teresa said, what a shame Are you going to be able to answer that? Are you a Christian who has been walking in righteousness? You know, have you taken Jesus' word seriously? That this is a condition of your faith. This is a teaching. This is a principle. It's a guideline. And I just thought, oh, wow. You know, this is what, you know, he's going to come on the earth. And this is the test he's going to give us. He's not going to necessarily say, is Jesus in your heart? It's like, we, you know, we talked about in Sunday school. Of course, Jesus is in our heart. But he's going to say, did you feed the homeless? Did you feed the poor and the hungry? And that's Mark. Another quote from Mother Teresa that explains it a little bit more here is, let's see here, I've got it in my book. Jesus announced, which will be the criteria of the final judgment of our lives? Will we be judged according to love? Judged according to love will be shown how we react to the poor with whom God identifies, you did it to me. So if you further think, our act for the poor is an extension of our love to Jesus. Because Mother Teresa taught all of her people that work with her that when you are on the street and you are out on the streets, you know, helping homeless people, or you're out on the street feeding people, you are an extension of me. It's not you, Tammy, or you, Debbie, out there. That's my hand out there. Those are my people. That's my love that's going through you to reach out to these people. And all the poor and the homeless and the thirsty want is some love and to be recognized. So how many times have we walked down the street and maybe there's some panhandlers or, you know, somebody's begging on the side of the road and we don't even look in their eyes because we're like so uncomfortable with it. And maybe just a smile and a wave would have been more appropriate because extending the love of Jesus. So when you guys do all your projects and when, you know, you've helped me do all sorts of projects and we're feeding the homeless or we're helping somebody out that's poor, it was just awesome for me to kind of think about it, that we are the hand of God. You know, Jesus is working through us. It's nothing to do with us. A lot of times people ask me, like, why do you do all this? You know,
And you're headed again next week to Mexico.
Yeah, I'm going
to
Mexico for two weeks next week. And every single day is filled. Every single day is filled with a teaching to adults, elderly, or children. And people just think I'm kind of nuts, I guess. And I'm just like, well, I don't know. I just do it. That's my calling from God.
Right.
But this was such a great answer for me, you know, to find those words from Mother Teresa, but then find those words from Jesus. Like, you know, how righteous have you been? And his scale is, how did you treat the poor? You know, were you snarly and mean? Or did you extend a hand of fellowship or a hand of grace and mercy? A hand of love. And I think that is such a fabulous guideline, and we as women can set the pace on that. Haven't you been to like a restaurant or out with somebody, and they might be really treat the waiter or the waitress you have kind of meanly, you know, very rudely, or that there are servant or a slave. And that's so uncomfortable for me. And I think that we need to be really careful about our faith in public, about how we treat others, no matter who they are. You know, if they are the homeless that you're working with, or if they are the hungry people, or if you go visit someone sick, thinking that you are showing God's love to them. And it might be the only time someone might see a reflection of God through you. I think about that sometimes. You know, there's, you know, it's rough out there. It's rough out in the world, and maybe if, you know, people are living on the streets, it's really terrible for them. And so if someone can feel that you respect them and you love them and you're doing it out of kindness, graciousness that the Lord has given you. What do you guys think about that? I mean, it was really profound for me to kind of put this all together. And
I think sometimes we use an excuse to say, like, we have an extra dollar in our pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to give it to somebody because they're just going to go drink with it or they're going to go do something with it. And I remember what, you know, Elizabeth Baumgardner said, who's been a guest before, and you know her.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
good friend.
We are called to do what God asks us to do, and what they do, they're responsible to God for.
Good
so,
point.
And
good
my
point.
Dad says the same thing.
Good point.
If you have something in your hand that God has instructed you to give someone else, get it out of your hand so you're no longer responsible for it.
Good.
If whatever they do, they're responsible
right.
for.
Right. And we live in such an I society that we're just thinking about ourselves. You know, oh my gosh, what am I going to wear today? What am I going to eat today? What am I going to, oh my goodness, what is my purpose in life? Oh
my,
you know, we just doubt ourselves or doubt, you know, where we're going or how we're going about it. And, you know, Jesus just made it very clear how we are to behave out in the world. And I just think that's just profound. That's just, you know, he set the guidelines. And, you know, the other part of the scripture is he's going to say to the goats, he's going to say, get out, you worthless goats. You're good for nothing but the fires of hell. And why? Because I was hungry and you gave me nothing. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was homeless and you gave me no bed. I was shivering, and you gave me no clothes. Sick in prison, and you never visited. And they're going to say, "What are you talking about?" And he's going to say, "When did we ever see you hungry?" And he'll answer them, "I'm telling you the solemn truth. Whenever you fail to do one of these to someone who is being overlooked or ignored, that was me. You failed to do it to me." And another thought that Mother Teresa would tell her young novices, that she would say, okay, when you go visit these people that have HIV or they're living in the orphanage or they're living in the hospital and very, very sick, I want you to think that when you touch them or you hold their hand, that you are touching me, that you are touching Jesus. And that's what... I thought that was a really interesting thought, that, you know, you are ministering to these people like Jesus, and then he's saying, okay, you know, this person is like Jesus. This person is worthy of respect. This person is worthy of my love. I died on the cross for everybody, Christian, non-Christian, homeless, hungry, thirsty, people in prison. And it's a very interesting thing. Any response? Anybody else have anything to say about that?
I think it just goes to show how you'll be judged as to what's written on your heart. You act according to
yeah.
You should always ask.
Right.
Jesus is skin on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, to be somebody else and to go past, you know, maybe what is sometimes our comfort zone.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and to be able to reach out to somebody else and be a light. You know, Debbie and I have seen my dad do it many times. And sometimes the people that we didn't think were worthy of it, you know. And I wrote him an email one time, and I said, because of how you gave to this person, these 14 people have accepted Christ. And I went down every single person who along that year had come to the Lord. And I ended it with, thank you for not listening to me, but listening to God's voice.
Absolutely.
Because I was not called to help those people. He was. And how could I stop him from doing a deed that he felt the Lord was called him to do?
Absolutely.
And because of that, he has a peace on his heart. Not that he's ever been not taken for granted. Absolutely has he been taken for granted, to a point that angers me. But he knows that we're judged accordingly. We're judged to what God has called us to do. I know that the reason why I want to be debt-free is not so I can go buy bigger diamonds. I want to be debt-free so I can help other people out. You know, if I see somebody, I would love to make somebody else's dream come true. You know, and that is to be able to give. You know, my dad always says we were in horrible debt, and he gave his way out of debt.
Gave his way out of debt. That's a, yeah.
You know,
that's awesome.
And help people, and it's like, well, if I had a bunch of money, I would get. Well, then this is what you have right now, and you're not a good steward of it now. Why do you think you're going to have something bigger if you're not generous right now?
And sometimes it's hard because a lot of these kinds of people, they don't thank you.
No.
They seem very
ungrateful. Oh, right.
But you know what? The 10 lepers, my dad and I were just talking about this.
Mm.
We were talking about helping people and how it's so discouraging because they turn on you or they don't thank you. And, well, there's the 10 lepers. Only one came back, you know, to thank Jesus. You imagine being healed of leprosy.
Yeah.
I mean, you are in a colony. You can't see your family. Your nose and ears are falling off. And you're around everybody who's ears and nose. I mean, what a great thing to be healed from that. And one out of 10 people
one
come back
ten.
And thank Jesus.
Right.
But you don't know, you know, you don't know, like Tammy was saying, who's going to accept Christ because of it, whose life is going to be changed.
You don't. What was the verse that you shared when you said all this has happened for, what was it, the salvation of many?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
Because I didn't remember the rest of that verse, and the rest of that verse is for the salvation of many.
Of many.
Yeah. Oh, God's turned around. It was about
what
God's
was made for bad.
Oh yes, what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good, for the salvation of many.
I never say the rest of that verse. I didn't realize it was for the salvation of many.
And look at, you know, I think of Karen's husband Butch, who was a little kid, and our uncle brought food to his family of 14, and he wouldn't know that 50 years later this kid ends up accepting Christ because he says, well, if his nephews have a church, that's the one I want to go to because it was their uncle that fed us when I was a little kid.
And now Butch is singing in the choir.
And who would know
my
that,
uncle,
you know, and Karen
and Karen had been praying for salvation for her husband.
And Pete never saw that. You know, he died before
Pete,
any of that.
Pete's been
happened.
In heaven for years and years.
Yeah.
But that's why you can see that all the rewards and all that stuff in heaven happen after the end of the world, not after the end of Kathy's life or my life.
Right.
It's because the good that we've started already snowballed.
The ripple effect.
It's the
butterfly
yeah,
effect.
Exactly. And so then after the world is over, that's when we're able to cast off.
And that's the better rewards, too, is the rewards that God's going to give us for doing those things. I mean, of course, we would like to hear the things, but I mean, if we're doing it because we're doing it for God and not for our own,
right.
You know, like this, so then that's the better one, I know. You know, and in my husband's family, there was no religion.
No religion.
None. Somebody came to their door one time and told them, you better get these kids baptized, they're all going to go to hell. So she took them to church that time and got them baptized in a church, but that's no church. No religion whatsoever. I don't even know if some of his family believe in God, but Pete Cruzy did touch Butch, you know, because as a kid growing up, his dad died and left all those kids at home with the mom. And, you know, sometimes there was nothing but dough dogs, what they call dough dogs, deep fried dough, on the table for a meal. And so it meant a lot to Butch to have him box the food.
I love to hear that about my great uncle when he was up, you know, when Butch was up on the stage and saying, well, because Pete Cruzy did this, I look at my dad, and my dad instantly got tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
Pete Cruzy's the one that brought my dad Christmas presents, or else he wouldn't have Christmas either.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, that touched my husband when I decided we were on the road driving truck, but when I gave my heart to the Lord, I really wanted him to go with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my parents were actually going to a different church, and Butch didn't want to go there at all. But he said, if you go to that church, the Cruzy Church, I'll go with you. And so that was really important for me to have him in church. And
yeah.
he has surely grown in the Lord, let me tell you.
Yeah.
He really is. It's kind of a slow process when it comes to him. He's very quiet, you know. But to have something touch him so many years before.
That's fabulous.
That's
awesome. That's an awesome God.
Yeah. The gift of servanthood.
Awesome God. You know, if we can think of these examples in our lives, but can anybody else think of an example in the Bible where, you know, the Lord taught us about the same thing? The Good Samaritan? Yeah.
There's a number of people in
the
Bible. Look at the 40 years they were in the desert, you know. And I mean, they did turn away from God at times, but, you know, you think back to those times, and like they were in prison, and they still, you know, like Paul, he was in prison, and look at he just kept his faith.
That's right.
No matter what.
And so I if you take something away from tonight, just think about, you know, the high calling that Jesus calls us to. You know, we just try, sometimes we try to be a better person, or we try to make sure we follow all the commandments, but he also calls us to reach out to the poor.
Right.
Mm. Our high calling could seem like a low calling.
He says that he wanted us all to be this, you know, be a servant. He didn't come to make us, you know, leaders and kings and all that stuff. It's just like he didn't.
Yeah.
He came to be the servant.
Okay.
I see, me and the husband, we were long-haul truck drivers for quite a few years, but I seen this sign on a church.
Well, we have run out of studio time this week, but we want to say thank you for joining us. We never close out a service or a program without giving people the opportunity accepting Christ as their personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, acknowledge you're a sinner. B, believe Christ died for you. And C, confess Him openly. That's all Christ asked us to do. You can repeat a simple prayer like this. Dear Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. Please forgive me of them now. Please come into my heart and my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, we would be honored to know. Please call us at Cruzy Brothers main office at 1-800-800-6121. That's 1-800-800-6121. And we would be honored to talk to you. We want to thank you for joining us today. Our sponsors are the Cruzy Brothers World Outreach, celebrating over 40 years on consecutive television and radio. Our executive director, Reverend Stanley Rowe. And we want to thank our floor directors, Sandra Wilkinson. Until next time, may God richly bless you.